all points of view are perfect as they are. We extract the power of all of them in letting them be as they are, really seeing that we don't need to do anything with a point of view. We can just completely let them be as they are, and in that we tap into our powers of complete ease and comfortability in our life. There we see that we can be completely comfortable with any thought and emotion we are having, because we don't need to get rid of it. We see it as clarity and nothing else. And then we can see that we can be with every thought, with every emotion, with any situation in our life, because it doesn't have power over us anymore. It loses the more and more we take short moments, more and more the power of these thoughts and emotions just loosens. Less and less do they have power over us to inform our actions, to inform who we are. So all the thoughts about pride, feeling that we are the best, or the opposite, feeling that we are the worst, they are the same, they are the flip side of the same coin, so to speak. And they don't need to be any information about our identity. They are just fleeting experiences. And everybody knows these points of view, either feeling completely the best of the world, and then the most biggest loser, or anything in between. And we all had those points of view. Everybody knows this range of points of view. It's not our identity. We don't need to identify ourselves with those points of view. They are perfectly fine. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything of our identity, of who we describe ourselves to be. They don't have any information in and of themselves in that way. We see that they are just fleeting experiences passing by. And my experience was with emotions like pride and everything. I tried to keep them down before I came to this teaching, because I thought a good person don't have these thoughts of pride and feeling superior and all these kinds. It's not good to have. And so I kept them all down, always trying to keep them down. And what I saw is I always felt very inferior also. But then also the points of view came up of pride. And I'm like, oh my God, beating myself up again for having that. And now to come to this teaching, to just completely let everything be as they are. We don't need to get rid of these thoughts and emotions. They are completely natural to have. Everyone has them to a degree or another. And they don't inform who I am. I don't need to identify myself with them. And that's so powerful, because then we can have all this range of all thoughts and emotions, but we know that's not who we are. We know exactly that when we rely on clarity, that is our true identity and nothing else. So we don't need to describe ourselves in any way. Don't take upon any label on yourself. You're this all-inclusive, wide open of clarity, inclusive of everything. So then we can have the whole spectrum of emotions and thoughts in our lives we maybe not even thought we had. That's what happened to me then. I relied on clarity, and suddenly all these thoughts came up again that I always tried to keep down at bay, and they came off all at once like that. And I'm like, wow, I can also have all these thoughts and emotions, because everybody has them. It's not special to me, and it's not special to anyone. Everybody has these thoughts and emotions. And when we relax in that, then we really know the nature of all our thoughts and emotions, sensations, that they are just fleeting experiences in our mind stream, that we don't need to do anything without them. We don't need to give them any power over us. We don't need to make anything out of them. We don't need to describe ourselves in any way like that. The only way we need to see ourselves is as this all-encompassing clarity, completely at ease and comfortable in all situations, no matter what's going on in our life, completely at ease with each and everything that arises. And then we can completely relax in everything. And for that we have that support system that was mentioned, the Four Mainstays, and they're amazing too. And it's one to take short moments, repeat it many times whenever we remember to do so. Then we have the trainer, who's always available for you to write to, and really reflecting clarity back at you, seeing the potential in yourself, seeing that all your strengths, gifts and talents, always just reflecting clarity back to you, no matter, never taking you for your points of view. And then we have the trainings, all the trainings we are offering here. We have amazing, a lot of trainings via teleconference and also face to face. So for everybody to enjoy. And we have the community, as we can see all here, working and living together, really taking responsibility for our points of view, and also demonstrating clarity, being role models for each other in clarity, really seeing that this really works, taking short moments and relying on the Four Mainstays really works. And the only thing that the Four Mainstays are doing is bringing us back to the recognition of clarity, again and again, reflecting back clarity to us.